You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Planned Parenthood is a healthcare organization. That's how I got to know Planned Parenthood. My mother was a patient of Planned Parenthood, so was my sister, and so was I. Just like one in five women in America.
Right.
Look, we're not the worst.
That was the woman who was just aborted by Planned Parenthood at 43 weeks of employment. So does that make her post-birth aborted? I'm not full post-term aborted. I'm struggling with that. Maybe my next guest can help me, although she doesn't normally dabble in the frivolous. Her name is Kelsey Bowler. She is a very respected fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is part of the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, the Federalist.com, the Problematic Women podcast. She's a contributor to the Fox News Channel, and she appears here in her own little corner of the world at Kevin McCullough Radio. Kelsey, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here again.
Let me ask you, because I'm really interested in this specific reaction. You are now an expectant mother. How does the news of what Planned Parenthood does, particularly in this firing and who knows, was she not aggressive enough with the abortions or what? But how do your emotions or thoughts or feelings about this issue, do they become more intensified, less intensified now that you're going through the motherhood process yourself?
I think it becomes more and more difficult to understand how these people do what they do day in and day out. And what I found really interesting about Dr. Lena Wen is that over the 4th of July weekend, she published an article in the Washington Post writing about the fact that she had a miscarriage, which I think we can all sympathize for her. She wrote about it taking, her struggling to conceive her second child, and they were very excited about this. And then she went through a difficult miscarriage. And after reading that, you know, why is it a child then? And then how can you, at the same time, turn around and lead an organization that is the nation's largest abortion provider? I cannot come to terms with that. This is someone who not only is a doctor and sees what a baby looks like in the womb at all the different stages of pregnancy, but she herself was looking forward to having this second child herself. So I can't square that. And I think of Planned Parenthood's, the board's decision to oust her, I think suggests that she wasn't woke enough for them. She wasn't political enough, and that, you know, they're no longer an organization that promotes safe, legal, and rare abortions. They are a political organization that is an abortion machine.
Well, they have gotten much more aggressive with their abortion policy in light of the reconstitution of the Supreme Court. I think that's fair to say. But they've always been very aggressive. I mean, Kelsey, very few people listening know this, but in the last accounting period, there were, I believe, 384,000 abortions performed by them in the calendar year preceding that. And we gave them $500 million. That was the first part. And then we gave them another $41 million on top of that. So $541 million of taxpayer money. And the truth is, they got paid on most of the abortions that the customers came in and sought anyway. They got some sort of remuneration for it. So they're getting money on the customer side. They're getting money from the taxpayer. And then they would turn around and sell body parts, sometimes at rather extreme, exorbitant amounts as well. They are a money-making machine exploiting women and thriving off of the bloodshed of innocent babies. I mean, it's really hard to see how someone like Dr. Wen, even in her humanity and losing a child and being a mother herself, could sit there and say this is a good organization to represent. It just seems unfathomable to me.
Right, and we need to point out that Republicans in Congress are absolutely complicit in the taxpayer funding of this abortion agency. you know, we have had every opportunity to cut funding to Planned Parenthood, and it continues to receive our hard-earned money. So I hold Republicans accountable on that front, too. But, yeah, on the point of Lena Wen's departure, I'm interested to see, you know, how she handles this. Her statement that she issued kind of suggests that she wasn't happy with the direction of Planned Parenthood, that Planned Parenthood was going, that they were prioritizing politics over women's health care. Of course, I would not call Planned Parenthood a women's health care network, but this, you know, her background as a doctor, that's what she wanted to emphasize. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood not only wanted to emphasize abortion, they were going down the path of intersectionality, embracing transgender ideology and so forth. And according to a BuzzFeed report, there was backlash against her because she would edit press releases where there were references to men being able to give birth, which of course isn't true. You know, she tried to make it more about healthcare, and they wanted to make it more about, you know, transgender ideology, intersectionality, and politics, which is where, sadly, I think most organizations on the left are turning to. They're no longer just advocating on their particular issue. You know, Planned Parenthood is now issuing press statements about immigration, and it seems like she wasn't on board with that.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, she wasn't extreme enough for them.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And, you know, for what it's worth, the president, he hasn't made a huge headway, but at least getting the Title X funds out of the mix. I mean, there's been some movement there. I'd like to see Congress get the rest of all of the taxpayer funding gone as well. We'll see where it goes from there. Let's talk campaign 2020 for a second. Marianne Williamson, Byron York talked to us about this yesterday, is now polling ahead of Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, and Christian Gillibrand in New Hampshire. Kelsey, what is going on with the Democratic race?
Well, of course, two of the three names you just mentioned are sitting U.S. senators. Another was the early on favorite to be president of the United States, Beto O'Rourke. And the fact that we have Marianne Williamson polling against them, I think, says a lot. But look, in New Hampshire, the narrative that I'm really looking at is what direction is the Democrat Party going towards? Are they embracing candidates who are openly identifying as socialists, or are they going with the quote-unquote moderates, which I would argue hardly even exist? They
right.
certainly don't exist when it comes to Joe Biden, because none of his policy proposals appear to be
all of his new stuff anymore. All of his new stuff is all socialist now. So, and I would say all the big four are Biden, Warren, Harris, and Bernie. They've all adopted very socialist ideas. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thanks for the insights.
It's great to join you.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. A final thought awaits. Don't go away.